Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. Here we are on a Monday morning. Welty Custom Exteriors, one of our fine sponsors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. Plus ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, we are your free local online newspaper. It's a cold Monday morning. My name's Kevin Keith, and I have WILO's very own Don Stock joining me in the studio. Can you hear out of those?
Yeah,
is that okay?
I'm doing well. Good.
There is a little adjustment knob under there if you need to turn that up or up or down.
You know, as you get old, the hearing goes. You got to get it up in the air a little bit.
It does, yeah. Especially if you work in radio for 20 years, right? Just got to crank them up a little more each year. Well, we have Don Stock in the studio with us this morning. Don, of course, one of our play-by-play guys here on WILO, along with Carl Kercheval. And a couple of years ago, Don, you had this this idea. How many years ago was that before you brought it to fruition last year?
Well, I'll tell you, it's been a dream of mine for probably about 5 or 6 years. And my challenge that I had with it was I didn't know where I could house it. I didn't know where I could place it. And after doing a ball game at Lebanon, Lebanon-Rossville game, walking out, I saw that Lebanon's Hall of Fame was down their hallway, which opened up the mezzanine for me that the high school between the swimming pool and Everett Case, and I thought it'd be a great place. And but then we moved it into the school system itself after the school was
had the remodeling efforts, right? Yeah.
And so the wall, the Hall of Fame wall, is right across from the auditorium, and we wanted it in the middle of school so that the students could go by, could see the individuals who were being honored, and see that it's a wide variety. You know, when my dream of this was more of an athletic than it was an alumni, but the board that we created, that I created, said, man, that's not going to work. Let's make it an alumni Hall of Fame, and what a blessing that is.
I think that was the right decision.
It was the right decision, because there are a tremendous number of hot dogs out there in the world that are making a big impact.
Well, we've got several minutes here to talk about it. The date is going to be on February 26th, 2019 at 2 p.m. That's a Saturday, right?
That's right.
Frankfort High School Auditorium. So it'll be the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And again, last year was the first official one. And how many did we have last year?
We inducted 15 last year, yeah.
And that was quite a few. We wanted to start out with quite
a few.
That's right. Not every year we'll have that many.
We wanted to get it built up and get it going. And this year, we could have done a larger number of 15, but we chose 11. And a lot of that had to do with one of the challenges that we have is getting the people involved. They need to do their nominees or place their nominees, and they can do so pretty simply. They can go on the Frankfort Education Foundation website. We have a Hall of Fame tab, and then they can download the nominee form, and they can either do one of two things. They can either do it online and send it in to Steve Edwards, or they can mail it in to the high school.
All right. So that'll start at 2 o'clock that afternoon with Don DeWeese and Tyler Stock. Is Tyler related to you?
Yeah, he's my son.
Okay. I'm still
graduating. Graduated from Butler in communications and broadcasting. So
okay.
Yeah.
Very good. And then Katie Kercheval, the director for the Frankfort Education Foundation. We'll talk about the sponsorship. And then they'll have a plaque unveiling right after the program. And they're going to carry this on Mr. Salee's radio and TV.
They are.
Try to do something with that, too.
Usually what happens is he downloads it when we get all done. You can pull it up on the YouTube network there.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You can search the Frankfort Hall of Fame, and it'll pop right up, and you'll be able to see all of the people who were nominated last year. The whole program is
That's
on
awesome.
YouTube.
That's awesome. And it'll be there forever, right?
Forever.
Just archive forever.
Yep.
Well, I think last year when you came in, Don, to talk about this first one, we went ahead and mentioned all the inductees.
Mm-hmm.
So can we do that this year?
We can.
And, I want to encourage people, while we've got about 22 minutes left in the program, if you hear a name or something and you have a good memory you could share, you could call us, and Don, sure, and I'd love to talk to you. It's 659-3338.
One of the things that I get to do once we get our board, the board makes its decision in August. All the nominees need to be put in place before the last of July, July 31st. August, the board makes its selection, and then I get to call all the individuals, let them know they're in. And we also do a continued search, make sure that all the information that we have on the individuals is updated,
accurate. Yeah.
And then I get to find little tidbits about it. And we'll talk a little bit about Chuck Aidman, who was graduated in the class of 1942.
Okay.
And when Charles left the community schools of Frankfort, his intention was to be an attorney. And he was going to go to IU. Well, World War II kind of came into play a little bit there. And so he left and went to DePaul up in Chicago into the Navy Academy. And while he was up there, the theater director said, man, I think I got a spot for you in the play. And then the rest is history, as Charles Aidman is a big-time theater. He's been in a lot of theater.
See, I was looking here, and I didn't recognize the name, but I recognize his face.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it says some of his credits include appearances on The Twilight Zone, All in the Family, The Jeffersons, and even MASH.
Right.
MASH is my all-time favorite show.
He was in an episode of MASH in 77. But, you know, the big thing was Wild Wild West. I don't know if you remember Wild Wild West.
But a little before my time.
When the main character, not Mr. Adam West, but his sidekick, was gone for about 6 episodes, Charles filled in for him.
Wow!
And so he was on big on the Wild Wild West. So
big role,
big guy. Yeah, and you know the sad thing about it is all of his family has passed away. His wife has passed away. He's got a stepson we couldn't track down out in California. So Mike Clausen is going to step in. Mike, a movie guy himself out in California, is going to come in and kind of represent Charles for us.
Neat.
And we're appreciative of that.
So I recognize the next name anyway, but again, just being a new Clinton County resident, I'll let you tell us about Dr. Frank Beardsley.
Yeah, Dr. Beardsley graduated from Wabash College and went on to Indiana University, and on his 30th birthday decided to open up a practice and practiced for 36 years, touching a lot of individuals in the city of Frankfort and in Clinton County. He was the founder of what is the medical clinic now that a lot of the physicians used to be a part of. Now IU, of course, is in that facility. I think that's one of the buildings that's going to get tore down when they redo the new hospital. Dr. Beardsley was big in Kiwanis, big in Kiwanis. Mm-hmm. And him and Bill Waddell actually started the Key Club, which is a organization for high school boys at the high school for Kiwanis, but he works very, very hard at trying to keep Edward Case alive, his memory alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he always told me that one of his favorite stories was the fact that his biggest disappointment in life is not getting able to play for Edward or for Edward Case, Coach Case, because his mom wouldn't let him. He thought he'd get hurt, so he wasn't allowed to play. But boy, I guess he was a great set shooter. He could shoot the ball really well.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Well, too bad they never put that together.
So, yeah, when mom speaks, now everybody
listens.
That's
right.
our next inductee will be one of 4 generals that we have out of Clinton County.
Wow.
Lieutenant General Jay Kelly. A quick story on Lieutenant General. When I call all these individuals, you know, I always tell them, hey, expect a packet in about 3 to 4 weeks. Well, it got away from me this year. I didn't quite get him out in time. Lieutenant General Jay called me back and said, hey, Don, he says, you know, you told me I was going to get this packet. I never got it. He said, I'm thinking I was dreaming. You called, told me that I was on the Hall of Fame. No, I didn't. It's on its way. You should have it this
weekend.
We're
not giving it and taking it away, right?
You know, you're in. Once I say you're in, you're in. So, Lieutenant General, looking forward to this weekend as much as we are looking to seeing him back in Clinton County.
Very cool.
You know, he enlisted in the Air Force following education. He graduated from the U.S. Air Force Academy. He was commissioned in about June of 64, received a master's in political science from Auburn University. During his career as a missile and space officer, he attended programs at International Institute for Strategic Studies in England, the Kennedy School, and MIT.
Wow.
So he's got a good head on his shoulder, would you say?
Right, right, right.
His active duty, he was a missile crew commander, base commander, and a wing commander. And on staff, he was assigned as the program officer for reentry vehicles, a targeting officer for nuclear weapons, and later at the Department of State as the senior military advisor for arms control. Major command assignments included vice commander of Space Command and commander of Air University. General Kelly was actually given the Sagamore of the Wabash by Governor By in 1994.
So where's General Kelly living now?
He's in Colorado.
Okay.
And he'll be flying in this Thursday or Friday. And part of the package deal is that if they fly in, if they need a place to stay, we'll try to get them that.
Mm.
And if they need to be picked up at the airport, we'll supply that also. And then
oh, very
take
cool.
them back. But he's getting a car, and him and his wife will be in on Friday.
Nice.
The next guy might be a little more, people will remember a little more because he graduated in 1986, Dr. Patrick Kersey, probably the only guy who's lived in Frankfort who has a football ring,
college or
no,
when the NFL?
Colts, when the Colts won.
Oh, I see. What so he was the one of the team physicians,
that's right.
Right?
He was. He was associated
so
with
the So he's got a Super
Colts.
Bowl ring.
He does. He has a
wow.
Super Bowl ring. And so there's not too many people who can sport that in Frankfort.
Wow.
And so being associated with the Colts sure helped him in that. But, you know, he was he completed his residency at Methodist Hospital. He graduated from Indiana University School of Medicine. He completed his sports medicine fellowship at Methodist Sports Medicine Center, and he served as the medical director of St. Vincent Sports Performance since 2009. Very active in the world of sports medicine, which included, he actually started the Indiana Sports Concussion Network for the state of Indiana. He's been the medical director for the BMW Golf Tournament. He is he's an NFL combined physician for 23 years. Associated with the Indianapolis Colts, medical director for USA Football, and he's on the board of directors for the newly formed Football League. It actually starts after the Super Bowl, the league AAF, as their chief medical officer. So Dr. Patrick Kersey will be inducted. And the next two I know because they were in my class. Yeah, they were in my class of 73, Cindy Ward Wine Martinez. She was kind of a pioneer for the gals on radio. Had her own radio program out in Arizona. One of the first programs that was all female produced
hosted,
and put together.
Yeah.
And so she did that, then tracked herself back towards Indianapolis, was a weather forecaster and a news anchor on WXIN, and then moved to WTHR, was a weather person there. And while doing that, she was still doing her radio thing on WHHH 96.3. And then after leaving TV, she built her whole program in WHHH and hosted two more successful current radio programs. So Cindy Ward Wine coming in.
Where's she living at now?
She has actually passed away but was living in Noblesville.
Oh, really?
Her son is coming in to represent John Stettingen. Will be representing his mom on Saturday and Friday evening at the mayor's reception, and but she just recently had passed away from cancer.
Oh, me. And I'll let you do Karen McLean Miller. Then we'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap them all up.
All right. Karen Miller. Everybody knows Karen Miller. She graduated from Ball State University, alumni class of 73, first female president and CEO of the Farmers Bank, 30-year member of the Indiana CPA Society, served on their Financial Services Committee, served as the president of Clinton County Partners in Progress, president of the Chamber of Commerce, served on the Clinton County Foundation and the Indiana Chamber of Commerce. She was also regional director with the Indiana Bankers Association, past president of the Frankfort Main Street. And in 2015, she was the Times Citizens of the Year and the Bill Beard Servant Leadership Award recipient, a member of the First Christian Church. But Karen Miller was very, very active in Clinton County activities and was one of the faces that actually helped move the community forward.
All right. We've got a couple to continue on. We're going to take a break right now. We'll come back and wrap that up on Wylo's Party Line next.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Attention high school seniors. Encompass Credit Union has scholarships to help you out. High school seniors should visit www.encompasscu.org to find out how to qualify and apply for the Walter E. York Memorial Scholarship. The application deadline is quickly approaching. Encompass Credit Union is your community-minded financial institution with branches located in Tipton, Frankfort, and Elwood.
Community-minded, just like you.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors include Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. I'm Kevin Keith, joined in studio by Don Stock, our very own here at WILO. We are talking about the Frankfort Hot Dog Alumni Hall of Fame, not just limited to sports or athletics or academics. It covers everything. We've got about 9 minutes left in the show and about four or five more to talk about here as we're going through them, Don. So I'll let you continue with Jim Miner.
Yeah, the next two representatives or inductees are actually recipients of awards from World War II. Jim Miner, a lifelong resident of Frankfort, graduated in 1937. He was a part of the 36th IHSAA basketball state championship
team as a junior. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, that's supposed to have been one of the best teams ever in the state of Indiana.
Nice.
As he graduated his senior year, he pole vaulted with a bamboo pole, clearing about 12 foot 10 inches. Which
now that's
the record,
getting up there
for the
1936,
that's
right?
37,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow,
that's doing a pretty decent job.
Yeah, it is.
That record stood for quite a while, I think, until I think the Colton Crum guy.
Last year,
ratcheted over that pretty quickly.
Right, right.
Mr. Miner played a little football up at the University of Wisconsin after leaving here at Frankfort. Then he served his country in World War II. He was a sergeant in the B Armored Infantry Battalion. And in the Alps of southern France on November 20th, he was wounded twice during an enemy counterattack, but continued to lead his group in his fire, in the firing, as well as directing the firing of the men under him until the attack was repulsed and the mission was accomplished. He received the Purple Heart and the Silver Star of Gallantry in action. So Jim Minor inducted into the Hall of Fame here this coming Saturday. Rawlings Ransom.
Okay.
I knew Mr. Ransom as the gentleman of Kramer Lumber. Attended Wabash College. He also served in World War II, and through his actions, he was awarded the Bronze Star of Bravery. As I said, he did work for Kramer Lumber Company for 50 years, becoming the president. He was among a group of businessmen who had the foresight to begin several economic development initiatives, including the what we now know as the Industrial Park.
Mm.
And he was engaged in putting the airport together.
Wow.
And so Rawl was also very active in organizations. I know he was big in Rotary. And Rawl was also the person who now, what we know as United Way, when he started it, it was Clinton County Fund for Youth.
Okay.
And then it turned into the United Way. So Mr. Ransom was a big
pioneer of that. For sure.
Richard Butch Ricker. Now, when I was in school in the 70s, Mr. Ricker was the athletic director, but he graduated from Purdue University with a master's degree in physical education. He was a very active in track and in a little bit of basketball at Purdue. He went on to serve in the Marine Corps, and as a hot dog, he was the IHSAA track and field champion in the 440-yard dash, and he also anchored the 880-yard relay to a second-place finish. Holds the school record for the 100-yard dash and the 880-yard relay. He won that as a junior, the IHSAA state championship as a junior, and couldn't come defend his title as a senior because he got the mumps and the measles.
Is that right?
So he couldn't go back. But he was the athletic director for Frankfort for 31 years.
Hmm.
Ralph Vaughn, class of 36, another big-time basketball player. He left Frankfort, went to the University of Southern Cal, USC in California, where he got a BS in business. He led that time was the Pacific Coast Conference in scoring his senior year with 15 points a game. He was a consensus first team All-American, and he led USC to their very first NCAA basketball tournament in 1939, actually getting them into the semifinal round of the basketball tournament. Scored 36 points, which was a single record against UCLA.
It was a bunch back then, wasn't it?
It was a bunch. No three-point line back then,
right,
baby. He was
right.
Hooking it up. And he, as a hot dog, led the North Central Conference in scoring both his junior and senior year. Top scorer for the IHSAA championship team of 36, selected All-American. In 1940, Life magazine called him the best college player in the country. He came back and played in the National Basketball League, not like we know now, for a Hammond Caesar team for 3 years. And he was selected all basketball there in that league. You know, when he went to that league, there were two other hot dogs that played on that team.
Yeah.
It was a gentleman by the name of Splinter Johnson, who was a graduate from Frankfort, but he was a bigger into track than he was in basketball, but played on that basketball team, along with a gentleman by the name of Bob Bear. Bob Bear played on that National Basketball League, too. And our final inductee, an honoree is a person who has 15 years of service, whether it's through teaching, volunteering, maintenance, you know, anything that has to do with the school for 15 years. Coach John Milhon, our second winningest coach in our high school history, as his high school record is 286 and 133 years. During his tenure, he won 8 sectionals, 2 regionals, 5 Sagamore Conference championship. The Gym Floor was named in his honor in 2008. He was...
That's where I've seen that. Yeah.
Graduated from the University of Eastern Illinois. And he's on the all-conference team there for 3 years. He's also a member of their Hall of Fame. John Milholland has also been inducted into the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame and actually served as their president for a while and is now a member of their board. He was a principal here and a vice principal before retiring in 2002. So that's our class coming up. It's a great class, and we really can't wait for them to come in. They'll be coming in this Friday. The mayor will be reception on Friday evening at the Farmers Bank, and so he'll be welcoming the class in to Frankfort, and then we'll do our induction on Saturday. This is open to the public. It's free of charge. We hope that a lot of folks will come out and enjoy. It's quite the honor. We try to do this up very, very well because we think that it is an honor to be into the Hall of Fame of Frankfort, and there's a lot of folks out there that need to be inducted, and we're asking you, the citizens, to nominate them so that we can get them placed in. This will be the last class that we'll put. We'll not put any in 2020, and then in 2021 we'll fire it up again. Now then, if for some reason the residents have decided to do their chores and nominate people, and we can get enough folks in before July 31st, there's a possibility that we can run a program in 2020, but right now we're leaning towards 2021.
So you said that you was kind of wanting to get it built up this first couple of years,
right.
Hence the 15 and 11. Is that kind of what you look for, hopefully in the future, every other year, maybe doing this?
It would be great to have 10 or so in every year, but it'll be based, again, on the number of people that we select for. So if the number's lower down, then we'll take a lesser number into the class. If the numbers build up, then we'll try to keep it around 10 or 11. I want to talk a little bit before we go off about our board. Our board consists of four groups that are on every year. They represent the superintendent's office, the principal's office at the high school, the athletic department, and the education foundation. And the reason why the education foundation is they're our treasurer. They're the ones that have helped us put this together. You can donate to the Hall of Fame. It's a tax deduction to do so. That's why the Education Foundation is a part of it. And if you decide to do that and you want to send your check in for the Hall of Fame, in the memo of the check, put Hall of Fame so that way they'll know that it's coming. Our board members consist of Joel McKinney, Assistant Superintendent, Steve Edwards, our principal, Ed Niehaus, our athletic director, Don Rusk, who is the treasurer of the Education Foundation. Janelle Smith is our vice president of the board. Don Rusk is our president. Bill Miller is on our board. Shan Sheridan, Craig Mundell, my son Tyler, and myself. So if you have any questions, feel free to get a hold of any of those individuals, and we'll be happy to help you out with anything that you have. And we're very appreciative that you allowed us on the air.
Well, we're glad to have you in, as always, Don. And we'll see you on the radio then.
Yep.
All right.
We will.
All right, and we want to thank you for joining us today and thank our Party Line sponsors, too. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Also, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Simple Time Antique, Step Back into a Simple Time, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Tomorrow morning, we'll have Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Shan Sheridan and Frankfort Main Street Executive Director Kim Stevens joining us in the studio. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.